Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. A major win for educators working in some of our state's most isolated schools. They've been awarded a 24% increase to the cost of living allowances following an application to the Tasmanian Industrial Commission. The previous allowance had been frozen for more than a decade. Hobart's rental market could be starting to cool with new data showing house rents fell 1.8% in the September quarter. Director of Economic Research Cameron Cusher says it's the first time in more than 3 years there's been a drop in rental growth.
The heat's definitely coming out of the market. So over the quarter, house rents actually fell by 1.8%. Unit rents were unchanged. And we are starting to see a bit more supply of rental stock coming online in Hobart.
But our median rents are still sitting at $500 a week. That's more than Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide. The opposition is demanding the government come back with a better offer for the state's child safety workers. They're threatening more industrial action as their fight for better pay and conditions stalls again. Shadow Workplace Relations Minister Sarah Lovell says the department's struggling with understaffing and a lack of resources.
They've got workers literally standing up in the middle of the day and walking out because the environment that they're working in is so unsustainable and putting such levels of pressure on them that they just can't stick it out.
Increasing Medicare rebates, fixing staff shortages and protecting patient privacy were all hot topics when GPs came together for an emergency summit. Hundreds of Aussie doctors gathered in Canberra yesterday to look for solutions for a system they say is in crisis. And the Jack Jumpers are gearing up for a comeback in the second round of the NBL after defeats to the Phoenix and Taipans. Guard Milton Doyle says their defence let them down and that's what they're working on.
That's been hurting us a lot, so making teams play through us and shoot over us and make tough shots would be the big focus now.
The side crossing the Tasman to play New Zealand on Friday before hosting the Brisbane Bullets on Sunday.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.